Before I begin the speech, I would like to say that relative to certain other subjects, not a lot of work has been done in research in the field of environmentalism, and therefore like the knowledge, although it's available to us in Quran and Hadith, it's not in like a very easily interpretable form, and it's not like a condensed form in like a scholar's books. Of course there's books available, but there's not a lot of books available. Of what has been done, not a lot of it is yet available in English. And of what is in English, not a lot of it is available in Calgary, or the internet for that matter. So from this one book, I hope to present to you what I have learned, and inshallah, how we should interact with our environment from the perspective of Islam. So before I begin, please recite a salawat for our scholars and for the reappearance of our 12th Imam, our leader and our guide. Everywhere we look, we see God's mercy. It was mercy that created us. It was mercy that created the resources for our existence before we were created. And it is mercy that allows those same resources to continue the propagation of the human race even today. As long as we do not transgress our boundaries, those resources will continue to be available for our human race. Research has proven this, and many experts say that there are enough resources on the earth right now in our hands, not in the earth, in our hands, that if we wanted to, we could end poverty today. Furthermore, there are enough resources in the earth to continue the human race indefinitely. However, many environmental experts say that if we continue on the path that we are on currently, the path of transgression, where we just continue to take more and more and more and more from the earth, we would need multiple earths to sustain our current path, which is to say that if we increased consumption even more, we would need even more multiple earths. So economic experts to counter this say that there has to be a certain disregard for environmental conservatism to allow for human development, which of course is also true. So two main sides come from this: extreme environmentalism or extreme human development. The question is, which one should we choose? The answer is not a simple one. It's not a short one either. According to Ayatollah Javadi Amuli, there is a connection between a healthy, functional Islamic state and a healthy, functional environment. Ayatollah Javadi makes the case that human development is and should be a major concern for Muslims, as it is very important for us to be on the cutting edge of science and technology, and supports this by saying that it is wajib upon us to gain knowledge. He cites a hadith of the Imam, where Imam alayhi salam says, "Whosoever obtains water and soil but remains impoverished, so whoever has land, whoever has resources, but is unable to profit from those resources, God banishes him from his mercy." So human development is very important and should be, and is a very important aspect to consider when we look at Islam and the environment. And the cost of environmental care should not be so high that it hinders human development or hampers it extremely. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded in His mercy that we also be merciful to His creations, to all of His creations, to the plants, to the animals, to the fish, to the things living in the forests, to everything. So this means that to some extent, we have to exhibit some form of mercy to the animals living in the environment, which we are the guardians over. Aside from that fact, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq has said, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq has said, life is not pleasant without three things: clean air, abundant fresh water, and fertile land. So we must work to ensure that we always have these three things available, regardless of how much human development must be achieved. Finally, as guardians of the environment, we are responsible for ensuring that it remains usable for our generation as well as our future generations after us. So it is important to care for the environment to a great extent and to ensure that it is usable for future generations as well as our generation. So I'll just sum up here, inshallah. Human development is necessary for us. Imams have not only recommended it, but to some extent they have made it wajib upon us. But environmental care is also necessary for us because we are the custodians of the environment. We must be merciful to the creatures of the world, be they human or non-human. And life is not pleasant without clean air, fresh water, and fertile land. So the answer to the question of whether we should be environmentalists or developmentalists is here. We should be neither. We should take a middle path. In fact, we need to take a middle path. We should not become like China that has to turn off its factories for a month to see a blue sky. Nor should we become like the Amish who are still stuck in the 16th century. We should follow the example of our imams and practice moderation in everything. Salawat.
Allah.